time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the books, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again at regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host for the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Good Wednesday afternoon here for the Viking Voices show, the weekly edition here from Jefferson College, catching up on all things Jefferson College athletics. But we're going to take a quick time out from Jefferson College athletics and specific talk a little enrollment services with the director of enrollment services here, Ms. Holly Lincoln. Holly, how are we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. And first and foremost, I know you were part of the trivia nights on Saturday. How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. It was a great time. Actually was on a winning team.
You guys won.
Yes.
Wow. What was your prize?
Well, we had a monetary prize, but we donated it back to athletics.
Oh, perfect. I'm sure Mr. Greg McVeigh, the athletic director here, enjoyed that, no doubts. And obviously a good time, I imagine.
Oh, excellent time.
Fantastic. And Holly, you guys got another kind of celebration type deal with the Jefferson College campus over in Arnold too coming up, correct?
Absolutely. It's tomorrow night. We are celebrating the anniversary of the Arnold location, 10th anniversary. Jefferson College Arnold campus opened in July of 2007, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary with a large celebration and registration event tomorrow night from 4 to 7 p.m. Had a little bit of free food, a little chance to meet our some of our services, meet some of our amazing faculty members, and also register for spring classes.
Awesome. When did you guys decide you're going to do the big 10-year anniversary celebration?
You know, we were thinking about it and said, you know, this was kind of a milestone. It was something to be celebrated that we'd been there for 10 years. And I saw just recently on some of the statistics, there's over 17,000 students have been served by our Arnold campus, which is pretty neat to see. That's unduplicated students. So that's neat to see that 17,000 people have used that campus for their educational purposes.
Yeah, it kind of signaled the continued growth of Jefferson College, too, not just here at the Hillsborough campus, but in the other branches.
Absolutely.
And then you mentioned some enrollment going on. I know
winter
enrollment is already underway, and
absolutely,
then spring enrollment is right around the corner too.
Yes, we started a winter session registration back at the October 23rd, but we are still continuing to register students for classes. Now, our winter session is kind of unique to Jefferson College. It's an opportunity for students to take a three-week online course during the holiday time. The classes begin December 18th, and they run for 3 weeks. They're 100% online, and students can finish a three-credit-hour course in as early as 3 weeks.
So you talk about this during winter break in December as well. So does that mean that students, say, from Mizzou or Missouri State or SEMO could come back and enroll in that course too?
Absolutely. We welcome visiting students during that semester so that they can have a chance to catch up on classes or get ahead of the game for going into the spring.
3 weeks, and now does that kind of entail that classes are every day versus maybe having some things like that?
It's pretty intense.
It, yeah.
It is 16 weeks worth of work in 3 weeks, so it's the same amount of curriculum, same amount of rigor that is going to be asked of a student during a 16-week course, but it's all condensed into a three-week semester. So pretty intense, but we've had a lot of success, and our students do very well in those courses.
Absolutely. It's a way to get ahead. I mean, you just kind of do the 3 weeks, and it's not as much time, yet you get as much as you would just right there with the 16.
You betcha.
So it's a great way to do that as well. And then with the spring enrollment and whatnot and the winter enrollment, tell us a little bit about all the classes that you guys kind of have to offer here.
Sure. Well, we did open registration today for our spring term, which begins in January. It starts on Tuesday, the January 16th. And we did start the registration we did coincide that with our anniversary event tomorrow in Arnold, where so the folks can stop by Arnold, at the registration event, get registered for classes, and that will start in January, as well as winter session courses. But we offer a wide variety of arts and science courses, as well as career and technical education courses. Generally, a lot of our classes that are in the spring are continuation courses from our career and technical related programs, as well as all courses that transfer on to four-year universities.
Awesome, awesome. And then tell us a little about how you can enroll. Can you just show up here? I imagine there's a way to do things online.
Oh, absolutely. Our application is online. You can do that from the comfort of your own home. You can do it here on campus as well. We'll be glad to help you with the process, but you apply online. Once you're admitted to the college, we can get you signed up for your classes. You can meet with any one of our enrollment services specialists. And I will say that tomorrow night at our Arnold event, we are going to have 11 enrollment services specialists on staff ready to help you sign up for your classes.
11, perfect. So not only you get to go and celebrate Arnold, the location being there for 10 years, but you also get a chance to get ahead and signed up and ready.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And speaking of that as well, you'd be following it on Twitter and whatnot. Seems like you guys have been sending some representatives out to a lot of the local high schools recently as well.
Yes, we are. We have a brand new recruiter named Casey Dudley. She's out and about all over the county representing Jefferson College and helping kids get signed up for classes.
That's awesome, especially within the county and stuff like that. It obviously serves as a great option for some of them as well versus going far away. And obviously the junior colleges cost a little less as well. So it really is an excellent opportunity for kids here in the county that may not know exactly what they want to do to come in here and kind of get started with the 2 years.
We would appreciate that. Absolutely. We're a great stepping stone, or we are the beginning of your college career, however you want to look at it. But we do have a large variety of classes for all types of students. And we welcome the opportunity to get to speak to anyone thinking about wanting to go to class.
Awesome. And then, Holly, for you, how long have you been with Jefferson College?
10 years.
10 years. So it's a 10-year celebration.
Yes.
For yourself. That's what they should have done. They should have thrown a dual party over there.
I agree. I arrived in July of 2007, same time the Arnold campus.
Wow. Wow. You guys got the same. Wow. You should have fought for that a little bit, too.
I should have. Maybe at least a bonus of some sort.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this was the bonus. You get to be on the radio.
Maybe. I was thinking more like a birthday cake you could add over there or something like that.
I'll try.
It's like a celebration.
I'll see if I
can. Or work cake, I guess. I don't know what you'd call that. So.
I'll try to ask my boss if I can get one.
Awesome. And then during your time here as well, what types of growth and steps have you seen the college kind of take it with the enrollments and things of that nature?
You know, speaking of something we talked about earlier, the winter session course, that was one of the opportunities that I've seen. Add over the time that, and truthfully, one of the reasons that winter session, when we pushed very hard to get our winter session program, was because of our athletes. We saw that there was a need out there for some of our student athletes visiting or our own that needed to have an opportunity to take a course during that time frame to be eligible to play. So it was nice that we offer that here at our campus, and we can offer that to other schools in our area that might want to have some of their students join us.
Yeah, for potential students at the high school level as well that might be looking at Jefferson College, what are some of, you know, grade requirements and things like that to kind of what it takes to get into here?
Well, we would like to sit down with each person individual, obviously, because there's lots of different reasons that somebody might be thinking about going to school. So we would, everybody case by case, but, you know, for the most part, we fill out our application, let us get you in so we can meet with you and see what you have as an idea or plan for your future, and we can work from there. But we have a lot of courses that are available for our students in the county for sure.
I like that, an opportunity to kind of come in, meet personally with some of the staff and whatnot that you're going to be working with here at the college.
You bet.
Does anything change when it comes to athletes? Because I know that there are some, you know, guidelines and things like that, the NJCAA level, and then of course the school level in order to play and stuff like that.
Right. And I'd be honest to say I'm not all familiar with 100% of all of those rules and regulations. That's not my area, especially by any means. But we do have a specialist available who could meet and answer a lot of those questions for our student athletes.
Awesome, awesome. And as part of the growth of Jefferson College and things like that and all the classes that you offer, you don't have to just be a high school student, correct? I mean, you could come in and if you want to go back to school and do that, or if you want to take night classes or something, those are options too, right?
Absolutely. We welcome the non-traditional population. You hate to say that, but anybody, you know, about 24 years or older, we consider that as a non-trad student. So we would welcome our non-traditional students who are either maybe started college in the 90s or earlier and said, you know what, maybe I want to go back and I want to try it again, or I want to finish that degree. And we have students doing that daily. We have students calling us from all ages, wanting to get either started for the first time or finish something that they started a while back, or maybe they want to do a career change, or they want to try something brand new. You know, I don't know, I want to call that midlife crisis or whatever, but but that does happen. We have folks that are all of all ages coming in to Jefferson College.
Yeah, hey, you know, sometimes a career change is best for somebody
that's true.
Or something like that. You never know. And so as part of that, Holly, what do you get the most satisfaction out of with your job? I feel like for you, you probably do get a lot because you get to help people kind of pursue some of those educational goals that they have.
You bet. I think, you know, one of the neatest parts about my job is that I work in the Office of Enrollment Services. So the neatest thing is that I get to see people walk in and fill out the application for admissions. And they fill out that application for admission. And then in 2 years, I get to watch that same person walk across the stage. So I'm part of both of those moments. When they enter the college, of course I get to see the in-between too, but to watch them successfully walk across that stage at graduation and receive that diploma and know that they completed something that they started. It's pretty neat to watch.
The Jefferson College name across it as well.
You betcha.
Oh, anything else that you'd like to add here or talk about that I may have missed?
Well, I want to put a plug back in for my event tomorrow night. I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome time on Arnold campus celebrating our 10-year anniversary. It's a great opportunity for folks to come in, see what the Arnold location has to offer, and get registered for classes.
Fantastic. Holly, appreciate you coming on and talking with us a little bit about the behind-the-scenes enrollment kind of process of it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's the Director of Enrollment here at Jefferson College, Ms. Holly Lincoln, joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on AM 1400 KJFF, online at MIMOinfo.com. We'll switch gears a little bit. The Jeffco basketball team playing tonight at 5:30 on the road against Rand Lake. But you want to know who we haven't talked to yet or haven't gotten an update of? And that's from baseball yet so far this year. So we'll step aside for a timeout, speak with the head coach of the baseball program here, Coach Pat Evers, coming up next here on the Viking Voice Show on KJFF. Viking Voices Show here on AM 1400 KJFF. Well, Cheshire now joined by the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings baseball program, Coach Pat Evers. Coach Evers, how are we doing?
Doing great. Great. No complaints.
Exactly. We've had the fall and didn't get a chance to talk with you during the fall part of the season, but that has been done and over with now at this point. Now full part and full blower into the offseason program.
Yeah, it's probably, I think we're in the third week of our off-season program, and it was a really good fall. Obviously, a lot of new faces, and you know, getting guys back and getting them in shape and getting a chance to showcase them and kind of see what we have. And you know, part of the challenges with recruiting is, I think, you know, you see somebody for a weekend or a couple games, and then you get to finally see them and be with them on a daily basis, and you get to see a little bit of the strengths and the weaknesses kind of stick out a little bit more. But really happy with the group so far. So guys are working hard, and should be another good year.
Strengths and the weaknesses, that's a good thing to see in the fall, right? Because it gives you the whole entire winter to kind of work on some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody that comes in here, there's something to work on. You know, some guys might be a little bit more polished, a little bit more refined. Some guys are stronger. Some guys are in a little bit better shape. But, I mean, there's always adjustments for anyone coming into the college game, or especially those sophomores that come back. And, hey, I got to make that next jump. There's something I need to get better to help myself move on. You know, not only helping us improve as a team, but obviously helping them move on to the next level.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, moving on to the next level. Three players already had committed this fall to do that. We'll hear from a couple of them later, and Sam Stewart and Anthony Green. But, Coach, to go back with it, obviously the JUCO level, turnover, turnover, turnover. Lots of key guys last year moving on, some of them, of course, going on to four-year schools and whatnot as well. But what have you seen from some of those freshmen? And we'll start with the pitching side of things as well. You got loose guy like Troy Newell, Cody Cree, but Hunter Swift back, Anthony Green back.
Yeah. I think pitching should be a strength of the team, and that's something I think we're really excited about, the freshman arms that we had coming in. And they've really done nothing but come in here and live up to expectations. Riley Boyd's a pitcher from El Dorado Springs that had a very good fall. Austin Sheely, who's from Lutheran South, had a really good fall. Adam Link will be someone who's from down at Kickapoo High School, had a good fall. So, I mean, it was pitching-wise really is a strength. Jason Rackers, who's a freshman right-hander from Blair Oaks High School, that really got a lot of attention early on the professional side of it, the four-year side, that's a 6'6 right-hander that'll be up to 93, 94, 95. And then we had a transfer, a 6'7 left-hander named Lucas Kroll from University of Arkansas that transferred in, that's really has some high-end stuff. So, I mean, pitching-wise, It's tough replacing a Spencer Jurgens, a Troy Newell, a Cody Cree, but I think we have some guys just from a talent standpoint, arm strength standpoint, that'll, definitely are some very good arms.
Yeah, and with some of those guys that are returning as well, what do they need to do to kind of take that next step? They get a little action, and you talked about kind of building that. What do you expect to see kind of from those guys returning, the sophomores, guys like, I mentioned before, Green, Swift, Vilstecki, Skaggs got some time as well. What types of things do they need to do in order to continue to improve?
Some of them is just, commanding multiple pitches for a strike, maybe improving a breaking ball, improving fastball command, finding something to make themselves a little bit different than anyone else. Anthony Green had a good fall. He'll definitely be someone that'll get a lot of innings, and Hunter Swift, and I think the one surprise from the fall, that guy that kind of really made a jump, was Josh Ray from Sekman High School, who came in and, it just velocity continually got better and better, and it was 87, 88, 89, 90, and very good breaking ball, and just had as good a fall as anybody, and is getting a lot of attention on the 4-year side for it, and even a little bit of attention on the professional side. So, it's fun to see that progression of guys coming in and where they finish with the spring and having the summer and coming up, and just what the difference in from when they sign as a high school senior, and then you look fast forward 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and just the difference that you see, not only with the physical side of it, but just how they approach it, the work ethic, just how they handle their business.
Yeah, the maturity. It is really kind of crazy to see you got a high school senior at 18, and then you're done by the sophomore year, and you're 20 years old, and almost a full-fledged adult at 21. And a lot can happen at that time. And I think that's kind of a pivotal stage as well to kind of get to that point of where you're going to approach your work ethic.
Yeah, I think the biggest adjustment, I mean, someone comes in here as a high school senior in their freshman year, and all of a sudden I'm doing baseball, and it's really a, I don't want to say it's not a full-time job, but it's a full-time commitment, where you're doing something on a daily basis. I mean, we don't have too many off days, and even when we do have off days, you'll see guys that want to get in the weight room, want to get in the cages, want to, they're out throwing, they're out conditioning, doing different things. So, I mean, it's something really, guys get in the business of their body a little bit, where it's something where, hey, I need to take care of this, and there's things I need to improve, and just the amount of commitment and just the understanding of, hey, if this is something I want to be really good at and have more opportunities, just the amount of time that it takes that you have to put into it.
Yeah, and the remarkable part about that is that's only half of the battle. Of course, they got the educational side of things as well to go along with that,
Yeah,
man.
absolutely. It's a huge part of it. I think guys always focus. It's real easy to focus on the athletic side of it, but it's real easy if you don't take care of business in the classroom that you really limit your opportunities. And some guys find out about it the hard way, but I think we've had a pretty good group that has handled their stuff off the field and in the classroom very well.
And coach, during the fall season, I know you guys play a difficult schedule as well to kind of toughen some of those things out. Any specific games that kind of stand out to you that you felt like you saw some really good things?
I think, the one thing that stuck out, we went over and played University of Evansville in a game in September, and it's great. It was the fourth straight year we've been able to play a Division I opponent in the fall, and we went out and we played, through 10 innings. It was tied 4-4, and we threw a lot of freshman arms out there, and just for guys to be able to stack it up, against a Division I team with guys that are juniors and seniors and older than them, and a very good team in the Missouri Valley Conference, and be able to hold their own. I mean, it gives you a little bit of a glimpse of, hey, we got a chance to be pretty good. So, and I don't think guys went out there being a little bit scared or intimidated, and guys went out there and had some fun with it and played well.
You guys always get to close out the fall season too with the World Series, and I was told that it was a straight sweep this time around.
Yeah, straight sweep. I don't know if it was a red team or Navy team. The fortunate thing about the Fall World Series, guys have fun with it, and it's nice to be able to do the inter-squad and see guys compete against each other a little bit, because the intensity level does kind of pick up than a typical normal inter-squad that we have. But we made it through the fall for the most part. Everybody's healthy, nothing major, and guys are healthy, ready to go for the off-season.
And then, Coach, I almost forgot about this, but this was obviously a big moment for the program too, and something that was really cool that had a chance to happen all the way back at the beginning of September. You guys got a chance to play over at Busch Stadium as well for an inter-squad game as that. I know it's a little 2 months ago, but still, that's got to be kind of a memory that's got to stand out for not only you, but the players too.
Yeah, it was fun for me. I think I'm glad it was kind of over with, because part of it was, a fundraising event, and sometimes they can, it wears on you a little bit. But for the guys to have that experience to go out there and play and be in a Busch Stadium, and it was a really fun day. Guys got to go in there and watch the game and hang out, and obviously get a chance to play on a beautiful field at Busch Stadium. I mean, it was something guys don't get to do very often.
You kind of use that a little bit as like a motivational tool a little bit and say, hey, you know, this is obviously where everybody's dream is and stuff like that, and kind of a way to keep them focused, or is it more just like get after it and enjoy it?
Biggest thing is just get after and enjoy it. I think, if I got to tell those guys and motivate them, hey, this is what you need to do, then there's probably something wrong with those guys. And, they should find, be able to be a little bit intrinsically motivated than me having to tell them that. But, it was a great experience. The guys had a lot of fun, and it was definitely something, something I was glad we were able to do.
Off-season programs coming up as well. How often have you kind of seen them getting down in the cages and working and getting in the weight room too?
We do it on a daily basis. So it's a daily basis with the weight room and indoor and the hitting side, pitching side of it. So I mean, it's really I mean, there's days off and there's weekends off this time of year, but it's there's not really a day off. Those guys come into work and it's good for them, and it's a group that loves going about it and handles their business, and guys that like to practice and like getting better.
And a little bit of a change to the coaching staff too for this year, right?
We Coach Stan, who did a fantastic job here the last 3 years and was a former player, ended up moving on and had a great opportunity, and we're thrilled for him. And then we have a new assistant named Josh Bunzelmeyer, who was played at St. Louis University, was I think an all-region player, all-conference player there, went on and played a couple years professionally, and he's back kind of handling a little bit more on the offensive side of it, recruiting coordinator. And a lot of those responsibilities that Drew had.
Okay, so just basically kind of just filling that void a little bit.
Filling the void, and it's just like anything else. It's kind of you get a new member of the staff, and it's feeling everything out, and kind of getting the understanding of how we do things and how we, what the structure is. And Coach Oster's back helping out. Coach Underwood's here helping out. But it's been a pretty easy transition.
You got the sophomores obviously back with some of them, and how much again, it's a question you hear almost every year, but again, something that needs to be asked and said. The sophomores are obviously going to play a big role in kind of mentoring those freshmen too a little bit, especially this time of the year where it's kind of this crucial time where you learn what you did in the fall and you have all the offseason to really get it out.
Yeah, those guys can be really great examples, sophomore wise, just for guys to understand, hey, this is what the expectations are, and this is how you go about it, and this is what you need to do. And it's great for as many freshmen and new faces we have to be able to see how some of the older guys work, how they go about their business. And it's really, it's a huge part of it. And it's always something, especially at junior college, I think it's kind of hard to find, who those sophomores are going to step up, just because it's not as if they're, it's not like at a 4 year side where somebody's 22 or 23 years old and they've been there for 4 years. I mean, it's still someone's only done it for 1 year, but, it's definitely, we need to find this time to who's going to step up and kind of be those leaders and those guys. And we definitely have some pretty good candidates.
Fantastic, Coach. Anything you'd like to add about the fall season or heading into the off season?
I don't think a whole lot about the fall. I know we will do on January 27th. We'll have our 50th anniversary of the Jefferson College baseball program. So that's something that we're celebrating then with alumni and friends of the program, and obviously for 50 years of a very successful program, we got a lot to celebrate. So it'll be nice, when that starts getting closer and getting having a big celebration for
Awesome. Yeah, is that going to be kind of like a banquet type thing, or is it going to be
it.
just a get together?
Yeah, it's kind of a banquet, get together, social. I think as it gets a little bit closer, some of the more details will kind of get figured out. But it is, 50 years from 1968 to obviously this upcoming spring. It's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, and just inviting all the alumni back and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much open up. Hopefully, we see a lot of alumni families and friends of the program, supporters of the program. So, it should be a fun time.
Fantastic. We'll be talking with you about that then, probably coming late December, early January. Get that set and roll over into the 2018 season.
Sounds good.
Head coach of the Jefferson College baseball program, Coach Pat Evers, joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400. KJFF, we will step aside for a short time out, and when we come back, we'll hear from a couple recent college commits as well. Sam Stewart going to Oral Roberts, and then, of course, Anthony Green recently committing to Mizzou as well. That's all coming up next year on the Viking Voice Show here on AM 1400, KJFF. Back into the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400 KJFF, online at MyMoInfo.com. ArnoldBlokeHockey.com. We got a couple Jefferson College baseball players with us now, and they have made their collegiate decisions. Anthony Green going to go play for the University of Missouri, and Sam Stewart going to go to Oral Roberts. Hunter Swift recently committing to Oral Roberts as well. How are we doing today, gentlemen? Anthony, for you, you get a chance to go to Mizzou and kind of get that figured out. That's got to be a good feeling to have off your back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, coming back in the fall with the guys that we had last year, we knew how important it was to play well. And with all the showcases and stuff, it wasn't necessarily that we all felt a lot of pressure, but we knew that, you know, we had to play pretty well. And so to have, you know, committed and have everything figured out, it definitely feels really good.
Yeah, and then Sam, for you, obviously I got to be a similar feeling. You committed a little bit earlier than Anthony did, I believe it was. And Oral Roberts, what kind of really appealed to what appealed about Oral Roberts that made you want to go there?
I mean, they have a great program. They have a history of winning, and I think it was like 18 of the past 20 years they've gone to a regional, and they've gone to three straight. So they really have a good track record of success, and that's definitely something that I want to be a part of. And it just – I couldn't say no to that. It was definitely something that I really wanted to be a part of.
Awesome. Was Oral Roberts kind of a school where you did a visit or something, you kind of like, I kind of know here, or was it a little bit of a drawn-out process where it was a close decision?
Well, I mean, when I went on my visit, they had me down, and it was a six-hour car ride, not a fun car ride, but yeah, so they had me down, and I really loved everything there. And while I was there, it was definitely something that I was thinking about going through it, and it's like, you know, I could really see myself going there. But being where I am, where I'm from, which is Ohio, I'm already 7 hours away from home, and then that's another six away from there, away from home. So I had another school, Miami of Ohio, recruiting me, and so I was trying to weigh out the decisions of, you know, do I want to go far away from home or do I want to stay close? So, I mean, I definitely could see myself going to Oral Roberts right off the bat, but it's something that I had to think about for a little while after I visited Miami and Oral Roberts. But it ended up being Oral Roberts, and I'm very happy with my decision.
What were kind of the values you looked at? You mentioned winning being a big important in their tradition there as well. What types of things do you look for in a college during that process?
Well, obviously baseball isn't everything. So you had to look at the degree, and they have a very very good school, and their alumni base. Their alumni base coming out of college will definitely help you find jobs once you're not out of high school, out of college. Once you're out of college, your alumni base will definitely help you. So it's something that's definitely important for me. Because after baseball, you got to figure out what you're going to do. It's not a four-year decision. It's a 40-year decision. So, I mean, got to make the right decision, not just for you going the next 2 years, but going on in the future.
100% right on that one, no doubt. And then, Anthony, for you, Mizzou, obviously that's a fantastic opportunity for you. Get a chance to go play in the SEC. What type of thing really drew you to the program from Coach Beezer and whatnot?
Honestly, I would say it was just the communication throughout the entire process, because that was actually my first visit, my first offer of the fall. And I know as things progressed and I talked to a lot of other schools, they were all curious as to why I hadn't pulled the trigger right away. And for me, the biggest thing was I wasn't 100% sure on whether or not I wanted to call that place home. And so I wanted to get out and take my other visits and whatnot. But Coach Rose and Coach Beezer, Coach Lawson, all those guys, you know, throughout the time that I took from visiting to committing, they stayed in touch, and that was, you know, of course, really helpful to see that they actually did care, because in some cases, not always do coaches act that way. But outside of that, I've heard nothing but great things about Beezer. He was great on the visit, and I know that, you know, their biggest thing up there is commit to excellence. And so as me and Eves talk here, and me and the other teammates talk here, and try and, you know, incorporate some of those things here, hopefully as I get there, then it'll just be like second nature.
You had a chance to talk with Siebenberger about it?
Yeah, absolutely. He texts me probably like every other day since the visit up to the commitment. And then I had another teammate that I played with in the past that did the same thing, honestly.
Yeah, I imagine they're probably enjoying themselves over there, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Steve's looking forward to having another roommate.
Awesome. There it is. You already got the living plan set for you and ready. What are you going to do over there? We've seen you pitch. We've seen you play some first base. And is it going to be an offensive side thing, or is it recruitment more as a pitcher?
It'll be an offensive focus, but I'll still keep things up on the mound. You know, hopefully I can keep doing both for as long as possible, but if one takes off, then so be it. And of course I'd prefer it to be the hitting side of things, but if it's not, then I'll take pitching as far as it goes. So see what happens.
Sam, what do they got you projected to do over at Oral Roberts?
They have me doing the same thing basically as Anthony. It'll be offensively focused, but honestly, the more the people I've talked to, it's I'm going to end up on the mound. So they're going to see how far I can go hitting, and then ultimately I'll most likely end up on the mound. But as of right now, I'm going to go in with the mindset of doing both, and then if one turns out to be stronger than the other, then I'll shift over to that.
You talk about doing both. How does that impact kind of your off-season plans and your workout? Because I imagine it can be a little tricky. You know, always got something to work on, and it might be one thing pitching, might be one thing hitting, and then all of a sudden you got a whole bunch of homework as well. So how does that kind of go with trying to balance your time a little bit there?
I mean, in the off-season, it's tough because it's something that you really have to focus on, whereas if you're in the weight room, you can't get too big. If you're a dual guy, you can't get too big in the chest. You have to stay mobile and stuff like that. So it really, even though Anthony and I specifically, we don't really work out with the pitchers, we're more of position guys workouts, we have to make sure that we're doing something that can keep us able to perform at a high level in the weight room and doesn't hinder us on the mound as well. So you have to keep that in the back of your mind whenever you're doing anything.
Yeah, and Anthony, would you kind of agree with that in terms of your preparation and whatnot? Is there a lot of resistance-type training with rubber band work and stuff of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, as Sam said, whenever, you know, we're in there, then it's not, like, one body part focus because, you know, some position guys, they'll go after arms or forearms or chest or shoulders just, like, nonstop outside of their, you know, their base lifts. And so for us, of course, it's doing anything that can – help us stay quick and powerful and explosive on both sides. And so, you know, I mean, so far it's been, of course, it's always tough, but with the new program that we have, it's been fairly easy to keep everything on track and make sure that we're preparing for, you know, both jobs, both roles.
New program, huh? Tell us a little bit about what's new in the off-season working out.
Yeah, so last year we had one that was written by Coach Stanton, in which, you know, it wasn't too bad, of course. It just kind of depended on, you know, what you took from it and how hard you got after it. But this year we had some like, preseason measurements, basically, and we kind of did, like, our different squat maxes, and they measured our movements and how, you know, flexible and stuff we were. And then they wrote our lifts based on all that, and it was pretty much like hindered to the individual with like different focuses for hips and hamstrings and lower back and upper back, and it just kind of depended on the person. And so that's been really extremely helpful.
It gives you a little bit more of an idea what to pinpoint, things like that.
Absolutely.
So I asked Anthony obviously about Siebenberger, who's already over there on last year's team as well, and then all of a sudden Hunter, I think, yeah. What, yesterday or 2 days ago?
It was 2 days ago. Yeah,
2 days ago, yeah. And he goes to Oral Roberts. You play a little bit of an influence on that? Talk with him a little bit?
I mean, I definitely tried to. It's nice knowing that, you know, if I'm going to be 13 hours away from home, that I'm going to have a buddy that's literally right next to me for the next 2 years that I've been around for my first 2 years. But he was looking at other schools, you know, like University of Louisiana Monroe, and he was really interested in them, and he has family down there, so it wouldn't be that big of a stretch for him to go there. And Oral Roberts called him late, and they're like, yeah, we want to get you on a visit. And so once I heard that, I'm like, yeah, you really need to go there. And so I'm texting him during his visit to University of Louisiana Monroe saying, go Golden Eagles and stuff like that, trying to keep him in the back of his mind, you know. He's putting stuff on a Snapchat story of Monroe and stuff, and I'm just, again, go ORU. And I was actually sitting in his apartment, and I saw a tweet from the Jeffco baseball account, because I have the notification set up, and I jumped up, and I ran right into his room, and I just gave him a big old hug. I definitely wanted him to go there. It would have been tough if he hadn't chosen ORU, that's for sure.
How much of that was like, come on, man, you're not going to tell me first? Or was it kind of strategized?
No, I mean, that was... It was definitely his decision, you know. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't want to, you know, impede on that at all. You know, I wanted him to figure it out for himself, and I wasn't too bothered by the fact that he didn't tell me first, because I mean, I expected him to tell his family, his coaches, and Coach Evers and stuff like that. So I was perfectly fine with it. So I mean, it was just nice that I was actually the first one to congratulate him and give him a hug and stuff like that afterwards. So that's a little savor, you know.
It's, yeah, it's a little nice win.
Yeah, a little silver lining there, yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Anthony, for yourself as well, heading into this season, after last season, what's kind of been the big focus for you to kind of gear up and improve on a successful freshman year?
I would say the biggest focus for me is consistency with power at the plate, because I know last season I had shown flashes, and, you know, the home runs, of course, I had 6, 7, which is cool, but you know, I'm definitely looking to do something like Hovey, Mantle, where it's getting into the double digits and having a lot more double slugging percentage up, because of course, you know, professional baseball is, I hope, what we're all after. And in my case, like I said earlier, if I want to continue to develop as a hitter and be able to take that as far as possible, then I know that I have to show consistency at the plate with the power at all times.
When it comes to the consistency, when you look back at that freshman year, are you thinking more, I need to get myself into better counts in terms like that, more power counts, or is it more on a physical side of things where you're really just kind of focused on adding some more actual physical power?
Yeah, I definitely say it's a mix of both. Last season, I know for a fact that it was, of course, a little bit with approach. And, of course, you know, as I've been working this fall, then I've definitely matured with that, and it'll only get better throughout the offseason with that stuff. But then also, of course, getting my body into better shape, getting stronger in the lower half and in my core, and then really working on being consistent with the barrel and making sure to stay behind the baseball, which all that stuff we've been working on. But, no, yeah, so definitely getting into hitters' counts and then not missing that pitch, just staying, you know, as consistent as possible.
How'd the fall go?
It went really well. At the beginning, I started off really hot, had a couple home runs, a lot of extra base hits, and I was thinking to myself, like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, like, this is how I should be playing. And then, of course, as it progressed and we didn't play as many games, then everyone started to cool off for the most part. But all in all, I was, you know, really happy with the way I played and really, really happy to see us as a squad. I'm really, really excited for the spring.
Awesome. Yeah, you've seen some good things from some of those freshmen and the returning sophomores.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All of our guys are getting after it. And then, of course, you know, whenever you have freshmen coming in, you never know what to expect because it's an adjustment. But all of those guys get after it every day. You know, they work really hard and they're really serious about it, and we'll do whatever it takes for the team. And then outside of that, it helps to have some freaks on the pitching side with Rackers and Riley and Chile and some other arms like Lucas. And so, you know, I think we're in for a good year.
Awesome. And then, Sam, for you, I'll ask you a similar question. How'd the fall go for you performance-wise, and what are some of the key things that you're really going to try to work on?
The fall this year went a lot better than it did last year. Last year I came in here not really knowing what to expect and stuff, and so I was just a little overwhelmed. But this year I knew I came in, prepared all summer, came in, and I finally worked on some pitching stuff, and that really helped me out on the pitching side, which prior to this summer I'd never ever worked on pitching stuff. I was just a guy who could go up on the mound and throw, but because I worked on that definitely helped me out this fall. And then offensively, you know, it's just getting back in the swing of things, seeing pitches and whatnot, and so I definitely did a lot better this fall. And like Ant was saying, this spring is going to be something special because we have guys on the mound that, I mean, it's hard to believe, but our pitching staff, in my opinion, is going to be a lot better than it was last year. And if you look at the guys we had last year, I mean, that's saying something. So I think that this year, based off the fall, is going to be one very special year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But better than last year, you're in real good shape,
oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely. A lot. I mean, pitching-wise, a lot better. Offensively, I think we could be just where we were last year, possibly even better. It's going to be fun to watch.
I was playing at Busch a couple months ago.
It was a fun experience. I mean, we were supposed to play another team, but we ended up inter-squatting. But anytime you get to play on a major league field, that's something you gotta love. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan, but hey, you know, it's Busch, so you gotta love that.
So coming from Ohio, a Cubs fan, huh?
Yeah, my dad was born in Chicago, so okay. I was raised a Cubs fan, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. I imagine you get a lot of slack here then, huh?
Well, I had a lot of bad years as a Cubs fan, so luckily I only had to live 19 years of that, rather than my dad, who had to live 50-some odd years of losing. So thankfully, I didn't have to live that long as a fan of the lovable losers before they won something. But yeah, so I'm a Cubs fan, surrounded by a bunch of Cardinals fans, which is a little rough, but I get by. I manage.
How much trash talking did you get to throw at them last year?
Well, the problem with last year is that I would say, hey, you know, the Cubs won, like the Cardinals aren't even in the playoffs and whatnot, but then I just have guys on my team that literally just start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 11, just to list off all the championships that the Cardinals won. So it's nice to savor that one, but they got 11, so we got a little work to do.
Yeah, so Anthony, on that, do you just kind of laugh at him when he tries to even compare it?
I mean, yeah, for the most part. I mean, that, you know, that debate and that argument will just live on forever, but I'd say the thing that helps this year is Sam's not alone, because Joe Poe is actually a Cubs fan too, and so those guys are, you know, they take on the team as a team. So.
Yeah, and you know they lost this year, and then they'll see us. But hey, it could be worse. You could be a Mariners fan, a Seattle Mariners fan.
No, it could be worse. I could be a Cardinals fan and not even be in the playoffs.
Here we go. Here we go. Just wrapping things up a little bit here, Anthony, as you guys look forward, obviously a big part of the baseball team as well, not only how you guys play on the field individually, but how the camaraderie is together as a team, the chemistry and whatnot. You guys all integrating well and having a lot of fun, some of the new guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, each year the biggest thing, video games.
MLB the show, right?
MLB show, 2K, FIFA, NHL. Fortnite's the biggest one.
Okay.
Usually it's Call of Duty, but there's this new game called Fortnite. Literally the entire team plays like
Fortnite.
Every night.
What is Fortnite? I don't think
it's like okay, so there's.
Is that even a big release game?
No.
I mean, it wasn't, but like you ride a bus and you like parachute off of it and you like can go around and like find like weapons. You chop up like different materials and you can build. You can.
It's a 100 person battle royale. And basically, it's a free-for-all, and you can end up having a teams of four if you want, people that you know. And basically, it's last man standing or last team standing, and the map gets smaller and smaller and smaller, so you have to engage. So it gets real scary at the end because you have probably 20 people in a very small radius, and it's a free-for-all. It's ridiculous.
PS4 or Xbox?
Both. Both, so.
Awesome. Boys, congratulations on signing and moving on to the next level. Looking forward to talking with you guys as we get a little closer to the baseball season.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Anthony Green and Sam Stewart joining us here on the Viking Voice Show on AM 1400 KJFF. It's going to wrap up this edition. Of course, you can hear it online as well at MIMOinfo.com. We got news, sports, and weather coming up next.